You're listening to a Times Higher Education podcast.
Hello and welcome to this Times Higher Education podcast special, the morning after the night before. It's general election results day. The polls were yesterday. I'm joined by our political reporter, John Morgan, rankings editor and editor-at-large, Phil Beatty, and editor of THE, John Gill, to discuss what the result, which looks like it's going to be a Tory majority government, if not that, then certainly a Tory-led government, what the results mean for higher education. John, you've been getting the main lines out, sterling effort this morning. What's the big picture?
The clearest impact for universities from a Tory government or Tory-led government, I think, is going to be the road to an EU referendum. And Universities UK is likely to campaign to stay in the EU. It's previously warned that leaving the EU might jeopardise the valuable research income that British universities get from European sources. That comes to about £1.2 billion a year. So that's really going to be a big focal point for the sector, is that message that they're going to want to promote about staying in Europe. And you've also got potentially scope for fee rises. Vince Cable, who lost his seat last night, warned at the fringe meeting at the Lib Dem conference last year that if the Tories were in government on their own, that they could significantly raise fees as part of their plan to cut public funding. And William Hague, when he was interviewed by Andrew Neil on the Daily Politics this week, very clearly declined to rule out any rise in fees in this parliament, said it definitely hasn't been ruled out. So that's, I think, universities are going to find that lobbying for increased fees is going to be a lot more warmly received by a Tory government than it would have been done by a Labour government. And obviously Ed Miliband's proposal to lower fees to £6,000 is very much dead. And You've also got a few other manifesto pledges from the Tories about further tightening immigration rules, which will worry universities about their valuable income streams from overseas students. And there's also a commitment to introduce some kind of teaching equivalent of the REF to measure teaching quality in universities.
Well, let's come back to the EU referendum first and foremost. I mean, Cameron's come out this morning and said he's going to bring the country closer together. I don't know how that's quite going to sit in Scotland, where SNP obviously had a great night and have never indicated any indication to leave the EU. There'll be certainly an argument to run there. But John, what did you make of those angles that John's picked up?
Well, I mean, on the referendum point, I mean, Cameron said 2017, I think, is the likely date for the Cameron. So
it's by 2017.
So, yeah. I mean, John, you first thing when we came into office this morning, you said, as you know, 2 years of a pretty strong sort of nationalist tone to discussion for the next 2 years. And that's not good for universities, I don't think. I mean, you know, the EU stuff clearly is hugely important in terms of research income, et cetera, et cetera. But the immigration issue that's been such a sort of thorn in university side over the last 2 or 3 years looks likely to continue, doesn't it? I mean, we may not have Theresa May in person in that Home Secretary's chair, but, you know, there will be presumably a fairly strong Tory Home Secretary with, you know, a point to prove on immigration. So that's likely to be quite a big deal for universities in the next period. And Greg Clark, of course, was very prominently the only one of the three HE spokesman that, you know, in the run-up to the election and the debate we held and so on, who was very, very keen not to commit to removing international students from that net migration count, which universities have lobbied incredibly hard for. They've sort of won the intellectual argument on that, but not the actual war, and it doesn't look like that's something the Tories will consider.
No, the manifesto says that the net migration level to reduce net migration to the tens of thousands is going to stay as an aspiration. It's not going to be a target anymore, but it's still going to be in there. And there's absolutely no indication that university students would be removed from that.
Phil, I wonder, as sort of editor of the World Rankings, what do you think the sort of slightly closed border, you know, approach that we're likely to get under a Tory government has? What are the wider implications for the place of British universities in the sort of the global HE picture?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, the simple question over how welcoming we are for international students will continue to resonate. The messages will continue to be unremittingly negative, whatever the detail is in terms of, you know, we continue to welcome talent, etc., etc., the message is always very negative. It has hurt us globally, certainly in markets like India. I think the continued emphasis on reducing net migration will be bad news. You know, on Twitter this morning, the first thing I was asked was, what about post-work visas? What does it mean for international student mobility? So I think the message there is business as usual in a negative way, in a way that may harm British universities' ability to continue to play a very strong role in the international student marketplace. I think also the potential to leave the EU would be huge, not just in terms of the lost funding, the large sums of money we'd lose access to, but in terms of all these amazing international collaborations and partnerships we have within Europe. I think that there'd be some really serious implications there around our ability to continue to punch our weight. I mean, we're already punching well above our weight in terms of overall funding levels, you know, through the fact that we're extremely international, we're very welcoming of international partnerships in terms of research collaborations. So I think there's some real worry there. I mean, from ranking terms, I think actually a lot of the university leaders, certainly at the top end of the market, will be relieved. You know, I think there was a real concern about Labour's plan to cut tuition fees, whether that would leave a big hole in the finances, where they'd actually find the money from, certainly on a sustainable level.
I think that's probably good news. All the soundings I've had around that are the same, that actually people just didn't believe that the deficit would be made up, and certainly there wouldn't be any additional funding on top of the sort of level that it's at now, which, as was said earlier, you know, as badly received as it may be by students, that does open the potential for, you know, a fee rise that would potentially start to bring some additional money into universities and deal with that sort of, the fact that it hasn't got an inflation escalator on it, you know, start to tackle some of those issues. But
yeah, there's a tweet actually from Dylan Jones-Evans, Professor of Entrepreneurship and Strategy at Bristol Business School. He said, "I think every VC will be relieved this morning." I think he was probably alluding to that sort of potential freedom on fees. But the other noise coming out of VCs has been very, very negative concerning that EU question. So I suppose it's tempered somewhat. It'll be interesting to see how the sector responds. Has there been any early response?
No response to the election result from sort of the main sector bodies yet. As you say, vice chancellors will be relieved, or most of them will be relieved, that 6K is no longer on the agenda. But I think one thing to bear in mind is that the Conservatives are obviously committed to a much more sort of harsher programme of cuts, and that the biz budget is going to be further heavily cut, potentially necessitating those fee rises. And there's also a question mark over the future of biz. There's also a big question mark over the future of biz. There's been suggestions that it could be merged with Department of Culture, Media and Sport under a Conservative government.
John, so one final word?
I just thought it's worth reflecting on some of the names that we've been so familiar with over the last 5 years in the sort of HE policy scene who've just gone. So, you know, no more Vince Cable. Julian Huppert gone.
Ed Balls, obviously.
Ed Balls is the man who was sort of told by Miliband to make the 6K fee plan work. You know, David Laws in schools has gone. And Wes Streeting, former NUS president, has secured his seat in Parliament, which is, you know, if there is a sort of clearing out of the sort of current, you know, crop of Labour leadership as a result of what's happened this morning, then, you know, question, could that sort of benefit someone like Wes coming in, who's clearly got a very strong understanding of the value of higher education, and could he be a strong ally for HE in the next Parliament?
Indeed, lots of lines to pursue. We will, of course, pursue them at timeshighereducation.co.uk. John Morgan will be hurrying back to his desk now to get back on that. But do keep an eye on our website for updates. You can also follow us on Twitter at Times Higher Ed, where we'll be tweeting those updates too. But that's all for this podcast special on the 2015 general election.
You're listening to a Times Higher Education podcast.